Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today we're pleased to be joined by actor Bruno Amato. You may recognize Bruno from his recent role on a General Hospital as an arms dealer who pointed a finger at Carlos for AJ's shooting. Along with GH, Bruno has appeared in many of my personal favorite shows that I've watched since the beginning, from such as Castle, Suburgatory, Mixology, and a host of others. He sits down with us today to discuss his career, and as always, I'll ask some fun kind of quirky questions to let you guys get to know him better as a person. And without further ado, Bruno, are you there?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're good.
Awesome. I'm driving home from Hollywood as we speak, but I'm trying not to break any laws.
Right. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad to be on with you guys. It's nice to finally talk to someone that you meet on Twitter. It seems like everybody's on Twitter, but how often do you actually get to talk to, to the people that you tweet with?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to meet both of you, Cody and Emily, both you guys. You're so nice.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Absolutely. I wanted to start today off with Emily actually reached out to you about coming on the show. How did that happen, Emma?
Okay, so it was like midnight, and I was like laying in bed, and I was like really bored, and I was like, we need guests for next week. Like, we have no guests scheduled. We're screwed. So then I started looking for people and messaging people, and Bruno messaged me back like instantly and was like, yeah, sure, just give me a time and a number and I'll be there. And I was like, thank you, somebody who's easy to schedule. Because people give me email addresses for their publicists, and publicists don't email back. So I was like, thank you, somebody who will schedule with me.
Well, that's I'm not as busy as, I guess, some of the other people you probably love to have on your show. That's why I'm happy. Like, somebody offers me a chance to chat with them and their other friends or whoever is listening, or, you know, to me, it's just, I love it.
Yeah. As you said, Bruno, speaking of Twitter, at least for us as radio hosts, Twitter has just been incredible for us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy way to get to everyone.
Absolutely it is. Now, as I mentioned in the intro, you did a fun little role on a General Hospital recently. How fun was that to tape?
Yeah, it was really fun. You know, it's funny. I've been on General Hospital before. I mean, like, I was on, oh my gosh, like, the first time was maybe 10 years ago, and I was wearing a ski mask because I think I was going to kidnap AJ, who was a different AJ at the time. Mm-hmm. And so literally whoever watched that episode would have never saw my face because I had a ski mask on. And then I didn't go back to General Hospital until about, I guess I was back on maybe 4 years ago, and I played a state trooper, and I pulled over Lulu, like it was the old Lulu, not the girl that's mm-hmm. playing Lulu now. And, mm-hmm. you know, that was it. You know, it was, again, like these small parts. And then it's funny, the casting director of General Hospital was watching an episode of that show, Episodes, on Showtime with Matt LeBlanc. And he saw me on there, and so he just called me in to play that role, like no audition or anything, just like, hey, Bruno, would you like to play this guy? He told me a little, or, you know, my agent told me a little about what the character was, and I was like, of course I want to play that guy, yeah. So,
you know, And it was sort of a fun role, kind of getting to spar with Finola Hughes and all that. That was fun, at least for me. It was a viewer. That was fun, you know.
He was a fun character to play because I was hoping they were going to bring him back. I mean, I don't know what the future is for that guy that I played, but, you know, I know that the guy that I ratted on, at least from what I've been watching, it looks like I don't know if he's in trouble or I didn't watch.
He's in jail right now.
He's in jail. There you go.
Well,
you know, again, I didn't know if, like, you know, once I got done shooting, you know, that maybe the guy that I played, maybe because I ratted him out, maybe I get whacked, and yet you don't see me get whacked. Maybe they just talk about it, and they're like, hey, that guy that ratted out, you know, Carlos, he's dead. But I don't think that happens. But anyway, I was hoping that they'd bring me back. Oh my gosh, that character was so much fun. And Finola Hughes, it's so funny because I've never worked with her before, but I worked on All My Children in New York back in 2000, and they let me use her dressing room the couple days that I worked, and I remembered it because she had like an extra big dressing room because she must have just had a baby, and there was a crib in there. And I told her about it. I said, you know, it's funny. I was in your dressing room like in 2000, and she's like, oh, yeah, that was my daughter who's now 14. So, she, yeah, it, like, it was, it's a small world.
Wow. And I was looking through your IMDb before the show, and you've done, IMDb sheet is a mile long, and you actually started acting a little bit later than most, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, Cody. Yeah, I didn't start till I was like 38, and which I would think for, you know, usually that's pretty old as an actor to start. And I mean, I had no training. I never took drama in high school. I mean, nothing. Mm-hmm. But I used to be an iron worker in New Jersey, and I read this book once by this motivational speaker, this guy Les Brown. He wrote a book called Live Your Dreams, and I used to read that book on my lunch break. And I thought to myself, like, I always dreamt of being an actor, but I just thought it wasn't even possible. Like, I just thought that was basically just a dream. And then literally, like, reading his book motivated me to go into New York, you know, because I live close to New York City, and I figured, hey, I could at least get an acting class. And then, like, little by little, Cody and Emily, like, I started getting, like, called in for, like, small parts on, like, All My Children and One Life to Live, like, always playing, like, a thug, whatever. But that's what started it. And then I caught the acting bug, and then I moved out to California in 2001, and I've been here ever since.
Awesome.
The other night I was watching, I was on, like, in my living room with my mom, and she's like, let's watch a movie. So I, like, went on HBO, and it was like, you should watch this. So I put on The Internship, and then, like, Bruno just pops up, and I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, I just booked this guest yesterday, and now he randomly shows up everywhere on my TV.
That is funny. I know, like, now that movie's on, it's on Cinemax or whatever it's on, and, I know. I'm so happy that that now a lot more people could see it. It didn't really do that good at the box office for some reason. I don't know why. I figured Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson was going to be a big, you know, blowout. But, for some reason it didn't do great at the box office. And like, whenever I would mention to someone I was in The Internship, like, no one knew what I was talking about. And then they started showing it, like, on airplanes. And so the only time people would ever tell me they saw me, they'd be like, oh, Bruno, I was flying from here to there, and one of the movies was The Internship. So now I'm glad it's on, you know, television, whatever, where a lot more people will see it now, I'm sure. So that makes me happy.
It makes me want to be an intern at Google. Like, it made me want to do that. I was like, they have the freaking coolest job ever.
I know, right? Yeah, totally. That's funny.
And I was watching, as I tweeted last night, I was watching a demo reel, and something that struck me that was hilarious was your Two Broke Girls role when you're in that restaurant. That was kind of hilarious.
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, you mean with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, those two. I was so – yeah, that was a – when I got the phone call that I got that job, I was really ecstatic because I just thought when I auditioned for it, I figured, oh, this is going to be a long shot. I mean, you know, basically like a no-name. Like, they're going to get somebody to do that. Because it was like a pivotal part of the movie, and I'm just glad they chose me. I mean, I was – and then to work with those two guys, I mean, you know, it was so – they're like two legends, and that was great. Now I'm glad that you watched that reel. I know, like, it's funny. A lot of people will like say, "Hey, I saw you on this and that," and like from stuff that I did like 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago, whatever. And I was saying, like, sometimes I just pop up, you know, I'll just pop up on something every now and then, and. It's funny. It's cool. It's a good feeling, like, that people see you, and especially if you do a good job and they remember you from whatever show. Right. Yeah, it's cool.
Right, absolutely. Now, I've taken several acting classes in my day, And I just have to say this right now. I have a ton of respect for what you guys do as actors. I have a ton of respect for it.
Yeah, I know. I used to think it was going to be so easy because, I mean, literally, when you're watching television or film or whatever, it just looks like, oh, it's like nothing. But, yeah, it really is a skill that takes a lot of practice. I mean, like, you know, most of these people, I'm sure, when they were young, they started out. And so for me, believe me, like, for me, like, just the first time I was an extra on a soap, I was so blown away that, oh, my gosh, like, you're going to turn on the TV and you'll see me, like, in the background. Like, that to me was, like, the most exciting thing. I remember I took off from work one day because I was like, oh, that soap's going to be on. I'm going to be an extra. And then even that part got cut, so I wasn't even on it. But it was, like, so exciting just to start out on doing anything that, you know, to be on television. I just thought it was so impossible. And little by little, you know, it all started coming together after, and now after all these years, you know, it's just one thing after another. But it's still a struggle. I mean, it's never easy to be an actor. I mean, you got to compete with so many people, and you know, it's not like I'm 21. I mean, I'm 52, so it's tough.
Yeah. Now I did have some kind of a fun question for you to let the listeners maybe get to know you a little bit better as a person, if you're up for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What are you currently watching on your DVR right now? What shows are you into?
Oh my gosh. It was that show Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
That was always on my DVR. And now, believe it or not, I hate to say this, I don't like reality TV, but I love that show, Shark Tank.
Oh, I love that
too.
Show.
I watch that every
too.
Week.
I love it.
It's awesome. I can't, like, miss an episode. It's like, oh, especially, I think it's on Tuesday night, they show it back-to-back, like, two episodes,
mm-hmm.
like, 2 hours. So, oh, my gosh, and tonight's Tuesday night. Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. I can't wait. Yeah.
Besides acting, what are some of your other passions?
Oh, well, my main other passion is I love animals. So I, you know, I give to a lot of, you know, most people give to certain, I mean, it's funny, I give to a bunch of different charities, but the majority of my charities that I give to are animal related. So I have a foster child that I had this foster child boy in from Tanzania for like 8 years, and now he turned 18. So like once they turn 18, you know, they're out of the program, whatever. So now I have a foster daughter in, oh my gosh, she's in Portugal. Wait, Portugal? I forget now. Anyway, so now I have a foster. But yeah, so I get to a lot of different charities, but mostly animals. Like I love animals. I'm big on animal rights and all that stuff. You know, I'm like a young Bob Barker. I wish I had like so much money that I could buy my own land where I could just, you know, any kind of stray animal, people could just bring it there and they'd be taken care of. I mean, that would be my dream of all dreams. That would be my passion. Yeah.
Awesome. What kind of music are you into right now?
You know, it's funny. I love all different kinds. Like when I have a long drive to LA. Like sometimes it's like a 2 hour drive from where I live, and like each way. So I switch like from one channel to the next. So I listen to everything. But like when I go to the gym and work out, I've had the same CD disc in my like thing that I wear for I think the last 8 years. I haven't changed it once, and it's I don't know if you've ever heard of this band, but they're called POD, and they're from San Diego, and that's listen to them all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions for me, Emily?
I have a couple. Cody stole one of mine, so I have to, like, think. But anyway, okay, who's the big, like, would you say is, like, the biggest celebrity that you've worked with or, like, someone who you were starstruck by?
Well, I would say just, you know, a couple months ago I worked on the sequel of Horrible Bosses, Horrible Bosses 2. So I got to work with Jennifer Aniston. And I don't know if you ever saw the first Horrible Bosses, but she was kind of like a...
Yeah, I saw the first one.
Yeah, she was like a sex-crazed girl. And so in the second one, she's going to be like in a sex addict class, and I'm a fellow sex addict. So I got to work with Jennifer Aniston, and I would say she was the biggest. I mean, at first, if you were to ask me that 6 months ago, Emily, I would have said Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. I mean, like, both, like, to have them both.
Yeah.
You know, it's changing lines of both of them, but now I'm going to have to change it and say Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, and I have one more, because Cody stole my other one. If you could change anything about your career in the past, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. If I could change anything, I would have to say I would have started a lot younger. I mean, I wish, like, when I was a kid, like, if you went to high school and you took drama, like, you were kind of thought of as, I don't know, like, maybe it was the kids I hung out with, like, a nerd or something, but, yeah, if I could do it all over, forget sports and all that nonsense, I'd be, like, in drama class.
Awesome, okay. So,
yeah.
Cody, do you have more? Because you stole my other one, so you can go now.
okay. Away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, what is a real Bruno Amato like?
Wait, say that one more time. Only because I thought I had a cop behind me.
Right. Away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, what is the real Bruno Amato like?
Oh, the real Bruno Amato. I think you're talking to him. I'm just like a, you know, your average blue-collar guy from Jersey. And,
hello? I think we lost him, ma'am.
I can hear him, but it's really quiet.
Me, like Joe Average.
Oh, there he is. I can hear you again. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We thought we lost you.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I might be in a bad section now because I'm kind of like in the in between two mountains.
Right.
Yeah, you guys are sounding a little lower, too.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I totally appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks,
and thanks for making it so easy.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are great. I really appreciate it. Like, it means a lot to me that you asked me to be on your show. I totally appreciate it. And, you know, we'll keep in touch. I mean, we always have Twitter.
Yeah,
for sure.
Open invitation to the show anytime that you want to come on.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much, Cody.
I'd love to have you on again sometime. I'd love it. Okay?
Oh, I would love it, too. You know, if I get something big in the near future, I will call in and let you guys know all about it. I'll give you the tip.
All right. Thanks, Bruno.
Awesome.
Thanks, Emily, Cody, thanks a million. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, ma'am.
Awesome,
bye.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye. Man, Bruno was awesome, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was fun. He's cool, and he made it so easy to schedule, and it was awesome because I didn't have to deal with somebody's publicist. Like, I'm going to go. I won't go on my publicist rant tonight because I don't feel like it, but I didn't
and
have to deal with a publicist
Earth,
or
so.
Yeah. Well, that too, and I don't want them to hear me, but not that they're listening,
right.
But,
I understand.
You know, I don't like dealing with people. Like, I don't want to just deal with people because that's the easiest way to handle something is to go to the source. And, like, it's hard to, you know, so a lot of times managers, publicists are difficult to deal with. So it was nice being able to just message him and be like, hey, want to come on the show? And he was like, sure, time, day, you know, number, no big deal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruno.
You know,
it's so easy.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, I love guests like that where I told you this before, 99% of every guest I've had has been so open and just so just down to earth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's really fun when guests are fun. I mean, like, you know, we've been very lucky. We haven't had a guest who wasn't, you know, fun and open like that.
Absolutely.
You know, and the whole time you've had your show, all of your guests have been this way. So we've been very fortunate that we haven't run into somebody who's not as gracious and fun on the air.
Absolutely. I agree. But, yeah, you know, and that was so much fun with Bruno again. That was so much fun.
I'm glad he got to come on.
He'll most definitely be back. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to get him back on, like, multiple times, because that was super fun. When his movie comes out, because he's in Horrible Bosses, which is already wrapped, so when it when it comes out and it debuts
at
Fox,
we'll
have to get him back on.
We'll have him back on when it comes out. Absolutely, we will.
Yeah. To our listeners, fun fact for our listeners, Cody will be out of town for a week in May, and I will be hosting the show with guest co-hosts. We already have one in place, and I won't tell you who it is yet because that's no fun if you know a month in advance. And I'm working on a second one who's going to be a super fun co-host. So we'll have lots of fun. Even though we don't get to have fun, Cody, we'll still have fun.
I'm taking you with the ship here, Emma.
Yeah, I can sail the ship by myself, I think. I can drive a car. Does that count? Maybe.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
anyway.
I can drive a car. I don't know if I could sail a boat, but yeah.
I'm
so we're going to have
here,
a lot
Emma.
Of fun. Yeah. So we're going to have fun, and I'm going to be in charge of things. So anyone who calls us, if I hang up on you, it's not my fault that I don't know how to work a switchboard yet, and it'll be the first time I've had to do it.
Yeah,
so,
I'll,
you know.
I'll walk you through it.
Yeah. He's going to have to
be less before. It's pretty self-explanatory, actually.
Well, that's good to know, because I like things that are easy, because, you know,
without
I'm a girl.
See, a blog talk offers training, online training sessions, whatever, right?
Good.
But without training sessions, I can run it. The first time I sit down and do it, I ran it fine the first time I sit down to do it. So.
Well, good. Then I hopefully won't hang up on anyone who calls us if people call us, which would be really great if you guys would call me when I'm hosting. Because I love
Absolutely.
You all, whoever's listening. There's probably nobody listening to me right now, but it's okay. If you're listening to this
we're
show.
We're the only two in the chat room, actually.
Yeah, like I said, nobody. Well, a lot of people just don't get into the chat,
right.
And that doesn't mean they're not listening.
Right.
However,
right, I get
there's
that.
Probably nobody listening to us right now because normally we bring on actors
anyway.
Who have like their little groups that follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of Bruno's a newer actor to the GH fans who are mainly our listeners, so they may not have known who he was, but hopefully they'll listen to this anyway.
Right. Hey, and speaking of Bruno, I did a little background information on him. Did you know that he was he is a U.S. Navy vet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. My dad's a Marine vet. And so, actually, some guests, one of the guests we're working on, who I can't mention because they're not a guest officially yet, is a Marine veteran. So, I think you know
Sweet.
Him. But, so, I always
I'm pretty
enjoy
sure,
that.
But that takes me anyway, but I'm pretty sure who I know.
Yeah, I'll text you. Guys, we don't, I would tell them, but I don't want to, like,
jinx
you know,
anything, right.
I don't want to be, like, an idiot, because if I say something and it doesn't pull through, then everyone's going to just be disappointed, so.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to ask this question for the third week in a row, because nobody answers it except for Tammy.
Right.
I want to know who people want on the show, because there's a lot of people that are obviously options for us to get on, and we've had a lot of great guests in the past. I want to know if
yes,
you guys want them back, who you want back, who was your favorite, stuff like that, because we need to book some guests. Like, we've got a couple guests prospects.
I'm reaching out to a couple on my end, so.
Yeah, we're going to try and get May booked in the next week or so. We're going to try and book the whole month.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, do you
but
guys
yeah,
need to let us know who you want?
I'm not gonna mention who I'm trying to get because like you said, If it doesn't work, I look like an idiot if it doesn't work. I look like an idiot.
Exactly. And, like, the listeners are the reason that we, like, do this, and we want you guys to enjoy what we do. So we want to know who you want on, because we want people that you guys are going to want to listen to.
Absolutely.
Not just people
Absolutely.
That we brought on because we need it. Like, we need guests, obviously. We need to book a whole month of guests still. And we have to book May and June, so we have to book 2 months of guests. But anyway, we don't want to know who you guys want on, so you'll come on.
Yep. For me, the guests and the listeners are the main two reasons I do this.
Yeah, I mean, that was something that drew me to this, definitely, because, I mean, it's fun to sit and talk for an hour because we have no lives, but the guests are a big part of it because you're able to, like, reach to so many people, and you're also, like, people who call us, it's really awesome because a lot of them I've known for a really long time, and, like, it's nice to be able to put, like, a name and a voice to meet them, so to speak. So,
right.
That's really fun, it's a big part of it.
I have met so many people through Twitter who listen to the show. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, we've met so many wonderful people and so many, a lot of people you knew before who started, listening to the show and we now, like, have talked to. And we've talked to a lot of guests who, like, it seems so out of reach. Like, a lot of people that we've had the pleasure of being able to talk to and stuff, it seems like an out-of-reach thing a while back, and now it doesn't. And that's that's really good because it means we're making progress. And we're definitely making progress just in the time that I've joined the show because we've had some awesome guests just in the couple months that I've been on the show.
Yes, we have.
We had Anna.
Anna
Bruno.
Roberts.
We've had awesome guests. We had Kathy, even though she wasn't a scheduled guest. She just kind of decided to hang out.
And Lily for about
a
minute or two.
So
I'm working on
that. Hopefully, we're going to get her back.
Like I said, I'm working on a few things on my end. Hopefully, I will have one of my favorite people in this entire world on the show sometime next week.
Yeah, we're working on it hard, guys. We're working on getting somebody
and
who
I think
really enjoy. Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. You know who one of my favorite people in this entire world is. I think you know him.
Yeah, I know. So we'll have, hopefully, and I think that'll bring a lot of listeners because, that person is very good with their fans and stuff. So I think that will bring a lot of people. Tao brought a lot of listeners to us.
He has
one group of really solid fans that follow him everywhere, and that's nice.
When Tao was on the show, our chat room was just full.
Our chat room was hopping the night Tao was on the show.
It was
guys.
Full the night Tao came on. It was full.
Yeah, the chat room was full, and there was actually conversations going on in the chat room. That never happens.
Yeah,
people
absolutely.
People just log in. People don't actually talk to each other, and then they just log in so they can hear the show. There was actually people. Oh, I just got this thing on my Twitter deck thingy, tweet deck. It says, the Daytime Emmy Awards will be on June 22nd at the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
Beverly Hilton, yeah, I saw that too.
Awesome. We're doing a special show, guys, on May 2nd to talk about the Emmys or the Emmy nominees.
The official Daytime Emmy nominees. And on the 23rd of June, the day after the Emmys, we'll do another special show to
discuss the Emmys.
Chat about the actual winners and stuff. So.
Yeah, and we'll probably have lots of rants because I normally don't like how the Emmys go. So,
And June 23rd.
Go ahead.
June 23rd is on a Monday, so we'll schedule that when it comes around. We'll schedule it.
Yeah, I was just about to mention to everyone that May 2nd, the Daytime Emmy nominees come out. That's a Friday, so that's the night of our regular show. So we're either going to do
May 1st they come out actually. It's May 1st to come out.
May 1st?
Yeah.
Well, we could do a show on May 1st then. Well, actually, I was thinking that we could do both shows. If you wanted, we could do one on Thursday night, or we could do them back. We could do back-to-back shows on Friday, an hour apart. We could do that too. Just whatever
people
want.
I can't do back-to-back shows. I can't do that. So.
Oh, we can't do that?
No.
Well, that's a lot of work.
Blog Talk won't let me do it.
Blog Talk's a pain in my butt. We can do one on Thursday and one on Friday, or we can do one on Friday and one on Saturday. Just let us know what you guys want. If we have two guests that week, which will be Tuesday and Thursday, then we can do one on Friday and one on Saturday, and then we'd have a four-week show, or a four-show week That would be awesome. So, yeah.
Tweet us and tell us what you want.
Tweet us and tell us what you want, who you want. Please, for the love of God, tweet us, because I've told you guys to do this for 3 weeks, and nobody has tweeted me, except for Cody and Tammy. Thank you, Tammy, for, you know, actually giving me feedback.
Absolutely.
So, we'll have some great guests.
And there's, I've actually wanted to reach out to a Jeffrey Vincent Priest, who plays
Carlos,
and have him on the show. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be fun. Angela Durrell, I know you guys know, she's a friend of yours too. You guys probably all know
her. She's a dear friend
of
mine.
She's a soap blogger. She told me that we should try, and we want to see what you guys think about this, to get Zachary Garrett and Ryan Pavey at the same time, because they're really close friends.
I thought Zachary Garrett, you know, from the second I started following, one of my Twitter followers actually said,
I saw that.
Laurie actually said this. She said you should go on weekdays with Murphy. He's like, okay, I'm always up for a good yak.
Yeah, and I think that Ryan would be a lot of fun too. So we'll try and work on them at the same time. That would be a lot of fun. We've never done two guests at the same time. So, and
that'll be a ton of fun.
When Cody's on his vacation, which is the week of the 19th, if I'm not mistaken, I might be. I have one guest co-host already. I'll just tell you who she is because she's going to do the show, so you guys are going to know anyway. Her name's Kathy. Her Twitter handle is @somuchwhatever. So if you want to go stalk her, that's awesome. She's going to come on. And hopefully we're going to get Lily Melger to come back, and hopefully we can talk to Bay with her. Because, you know, Cody's interviewed her and I haven't. So me and Kathy, we're hopefully trying to get her for you guys so we can talk about the Bay. And I know there's a lot of fans of that show out there who are also GH fans. So that would bring us some awesome listeners and some awesome callers to talk about the Bay.
Which
premieres soon, doesn't it? It premieres on the 1st, right?
It premieres on the 1st, actually.
Awesome. I'm so behind. I have to watch, everything.
It premieres on the same day that the Emmy nominations come out.
That's awesome. Well, then, okay, that sucks. Okay, so that, dang. Oops, I almost cursed there for a second. Sorry, guys.
That's fine.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. The Bay premieres on May 1st, so we're going to do a show on that night, and we're going to talk about the Emmys and the premiere of the Bay at the same time. So if you call us, you need to keep it moving because we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
And that Friday night, wow, that's a lot. But it's okay. It's fine. Because you know I can summarize the whole week of GH in one sentence. So I could probably summarize the nominees in two.
Interesting.
So,
I've reached out to a certain actor on the Bay. And they're like, let's see if we can work it out this time. So I'm hoping I will, I'll message them on Twitter or tweet them. I'm hoping to get them on the 29th. So.
Awesome. That would be amazing. And then we can talk.
A couple of days before the Bay premieres.
I have to binge watch The Bay because I only watched season one, and I haven't watched any of the confessions. I haven't watched the holiday special 2012. I have not watched the Boston, New York thing. You know where the kid, what's his name? He goes to New York and he like runs into Delia.
Yeah.
I don't know her real name on that show, so I just called her Delia.
Right.
Her real name's Eileen, but I've got that far. I watched all of that. I haven't made it to the holiday 2012 yet, so I've watched from holiday 2012 all the way up till now. So that's going to take me a whole day.
It took me about 6 hours to watch the entire Bay series. When I got so addicted
to season one.
I had Lily on back in October. It took me about six hours to watch the entire thing.
I started watching it, because I realized that Tristan Rogers was on that show, and then I got excited, and then I realized Lily was on there. I didn't even know when I started watching it that Lily was on there. And then Lily just pops up, and I'm like, hey, it's Sonny's ex-wife. Well, not ex-wife, dead wife, but whatever.
Well, yeah,
and
whatever.
So I started watching it. I started with, the first episode, and then I, slowly got addicted and watched the whole first season in, one day. Then I, and then, that guy, this was actually a fun story. I was watching it, and, Igor, played by Cam Montoy, he comes in, and he's got bombs strapped to him, and he has all this crazy makeup on. And I took a picture, and I texted him to my best friend, and I was like, what is with this guy? And she's like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know, but he has bombs strapped to him. She's like, of course he does. He's on a soap. But, like, Igor comes in with these bombs on his chest, and he's like, I'm going to blow you all up. And I'm like, sir, you need to have a seat. You need to tell us what's plaguing you. You need to calm yourself. You need to check yourself, son. Because you're not to blow everyone up. That show would be over if he blew everyone up. I knew it wasn't going to happen.
It
and it went on for, like, 4 chapters, which is only, like, 20 minutes. Still.
You know, and speaking of those confessions, have you seen those things yet?
No, I didn't watch them because I didn't want to watch them before I watched everything that's already, like, happened.
They
so
are a little
them.
Creepy. They're a little creepy. I'm not
going
to lie, they're
Lily
a little creepy.
I was talking about them on Twitter. Lily and somebody else were tweeting about them, like, yesterday or the day before, and I was like,
was
I need to watch them. Yeah,
so
man,
Lily
it
and Martha
was
were.
Martha and Lily were talking about it, and they talked about it on their show. But I made it to, okay, I'll tell you where I made it to. I've seen it ready. Let me go look on my website. It's a favorite on my taskbar.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm
mine too. Mine too.
I haven't made it to the part where Janice gets with that guy. Like, I'm so behind.
Oh, Janice gets with her a daughter's ex.
That's disturbing
to that part
to
yet.
Me.
Yeah.
But I haven't made it there yet. I just knew she did because I know that Lily was a big deal and Lily was talking about it. But I haven't made it there. Okay, I finished season one. I finished Summer Special 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I started Holiday Special, but I wasn't in the Christmas mood, so I skipped over that. And then I forgot to start season two because I just didn't do it. And then, wait a minute. Oh, there's great. I have a whole other Summer Special and a whole other season to watch and the Confessions and the new one. Darn it. I have a lot to watch. I'm so behind. And it's not in chronological order on the website. That's what really drives me nuts. And then I got confused in season one because you know that one actor played the cop, the detective Max. One actor played him, and then halfway through the season they were like, this role is now being played by this guy.
This actor
and I'm like,
absolutely.
Yeah, and they didn't look anything alike, and I was so confused. I was like, but I was attached to him. And then he just went away.
You know, another person I consider a dear friend in Hollywood, she played on another web series, Leah McKendrick. I had her on, I think October, like the 1st or something. But we need to see if we can have her back. She's
back.
A doll.
I didn't get to talk to her. We're trying to get
she's
back like, all of our past guests because I wasn't around.
Right.
Well,
Aaliyah's a doll.
Had multiple times. And a lot of them that you had multiple times, like Kelly and Emily, you had Emily twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, if they come back, what am I going to ask them? Because Cody covered all the bases. But
you know,
I totally have to think of something.
Normally for first-time interviews, I'll ask fun, quirky questions, you know, and any subsequent interviews, I'll delve more into their work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I would do for the third one. Well, I ask different questions than you. Like, when I interview by myself, so I mean variations of the same one, so we could do that.
Whatever. We've only got, like, 2 minutes left of this archive stream, so I think I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you on Twitter, okay?
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little interview with Bruno Amato and our little a chat session afterward. As I said, I'm working on somebody for hopefully next week. I'm working on getting a guest across my fingers and toes that happens. As always, when I know something, you'll know something. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Wit Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.